The Social Security Administration is announcing 12 new conditions to qualify under its Compassionate Allowances Program. The allowances are a quick way for the agency to identify diseases and other medical conditions that, by definition, meet Social Security standards for disability benefits. The conditions being added relate to severe heart diseases, bringing the total number of conditions in the expedited disability process to 100. Joining us now to talk about the Compassionate Allowances System is the Commissioner of Social Security, Michael Astrew. Mr. Astrew, great to have you back.
Well, thanks for having me back.
All right, so tell us how this program works now. Compassionate Allowances has been around for a while. How do new diseases get to be added to the list?
Well, we do several things. We actually started the program up and running in 2008, and we started with a series of public hearings. One of several things we're announcing today is that we're shifting into a mini-grant program for graduate students to help us identify more and more of these diseases. I think that through the hearing process, we got a lot of the more obvious ones, but there are over 7,000 rare diseases and disorders. There's a lot of syndromes that are subparts of larger diseases, and we're trying to reach out a lot more to the public health and medical community to help us find other diseases and conditions that should either be on the Compassionate Allowance list. We also have a separate system for diseases and conditions that are close to Compassionate Allowance but not quite there. And our computers pick those all out up front so that we can do prompt allowances.
So is this all strictly a computer program, or do you have a human interaction too?
We do. We have both. We could not have done this more than 4 or 5 years ago because we still had too much paper in the process. And one of the beauties of becoming fully electronic is that then we can add service improvements like this that really help everyone. Because if we take these cases which are more obscure and do them quickly and right up front, it does free up time for all the other cases as well. So really everybody in the system is benefiting from the fact that we're doing these cases more accurately and more quickly than ever before.
Now, I imagine a lot of people are asking, well, how much more is this going to cost Social Security, since Social Security itself is being bandied about as a contributor to the debt and so forth, and people are thinking about that question.
Sure. I think this is actually a saver for the taxpayers, because these are all doing the right thing up front, giving cases that ought to be allowed an early allowance. If we delay and it kicks around the system, there's a lot of administrative costs that's associated with that. And then when we find the mistake, we have to pay benefits retrospectively. So I think we're doing what I think a lot of critics of the system have been asking us to do for a long time, which is try to make the right decision as early as possible in the process. And so that's good for the people who are applying, who are entitled to the benefit, but ultimately it also saves the taxpayers money because we're saving on wasted administrative costs.
Does it change how it is you do your jobs too?
It does a little bit. So these the states which process the first line cases will get from our system the cases that we believe should be fast tracked. And it's been an interesting phenomenon is that the state employees love doing these cases. It really makes them feel good to know that instead of the usual wait times, somebody can get an allowance, sometimes in 24 hours. And when you see these desperately ill people and the knowledge that the Medicare or the Medicaid will eventually follow the decision, people feel really good about it. So usually we have in the states the very best and most experienced people asking to handle these cases and do a last human check, because it's not fully computerized, because, you know, the computer is very good, but it can pick something out of a file where it says, you know, what a relief, it's not brain cancer, and the computer only sees brain cancer. So the computer program is very accurate, but there's always a human check in the process.
We're speaking with Michael Astrew, the Commissioner of Social Security Administration. Now, when people get these benefits because they have shown they have one of these, you know, latest 12 diseases or any of the 100, is that for life?
Yes, typically. I mean, we do re-review cases. These are extremely ill people, so it would be very rare for anyone who has one of these allowances to ever leave the rolls. But theoretically, it could happen. And there are a couple of diseases on the list where there's a very small recovery rate. And what we usually do in those cases is we put a note in the file to check a number of years later just to make sure that the person should still be on the rolls.
Is this already up and running? Is there a timeline that people should watch for?
It is up and running, and the announcement today is an expansion of the list. But the great thing is we handle about 5% of the cases nationally now through one of our two fast tracks, about 1% compassionate allowances, 4% what we call QDD, quick disability process. And it's a great thing. It means that about 150,000 people this year that would have slogged through a slow, error-prone process in the past will get the right decision quickly. Because one of the things we discovered when we got into the rare diseases and conditions is that our examiners are very, very good, but they're typically state employees with less than 3 years of experience. And they get very good very quickly at the kinds of cases that they see all the time. But our error rate in these more obscure diseases and conditions, when we did a retrospective analysis, was almost 40%. And, you know, to take that error out of the system, it's just a good thing for the public. It's a good thing for the taxpayers.
Michael Astrew is the Commissioner of the Social Security Administration. It's always great to have you on the show. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks. Great to be back.
And you can find more information about compassionate allowances, hear this entire interview again on federalnewsradio.com/federaldrive.